could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 18 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, very proudly sponsored by our friends at Crown Ash Developments. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hi Jeff.
And Cookie, all off myself there. Cookie is joining us virtually.
Yeah.
Virtually through the power of technology. This podcast is hopefully going to be a Chesterfield special.
That's awesome.
It's coming to you live / pre-recorded from the M1. Yeah, service station, Ravens Bar. We're in all sorts of locations on this podcast, hopefully. obviously, today, our Tuesday night clash with Chesterfield.
Yeah.
Obviously, a fixture we all looked at the start of the season with the fixture list and thought, blimey, that's a long way to go on a Tuesday.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it's the Pro Stadium, though. Lovely place to go. Fantastic ground. And obviously, we have the supporters' coach as well joining us.
Yeah,
so obviously Jamie Thomas and David Gregory organising that.
That's how we're going to loop in Cookie, aren't we?
We are, yes.
I think we're going to do that now. So obviously, some of you might be aware, the team left this morning. What time did it? 10:30,
wasn't
it?
10:30, yeah.
10:30 this morning. Meanwhile, the supporters' coach was heading up from the outside the Ravens Bar. What time was he at the park?
I think 1:30.
Cookie was on hand in the Ravens Bar. Cookie's not made the trip today, but he was on hand in the Ravens Bar to catch up with the fans that are making the trip, who've bunked work or Skype school or whatever they've done to try and get to the fixture. Our instructions to Cookie were pretty simple.
Absolutely, yeah.
Get an interview, get everyone's mood in the camp, and do your utmost to maybe get some answers to the podcast.
Yeah,
remember, what was our question?
Our question was your funniest or most comical moment watching Bromley.
Right, so pretty clear, pretty straightforward,
absolutely.
Really,
you'd
in terms
so,
of what we're asking. Let's see how it went.
State your name for me, please.
It's Angie.
State your name.
Not sure what's going on there.
It's an interrogation.
Angie, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast this week, Angie. So we was looking, the question last week that we've kept going, is the funniest moment at Hayes Lane?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it definitely isn't.
So have you got one?
If it was home or away.
Yeah, it was, Angie.
No, we're limiting it to home this week.
Okay. They put me on the spot now. I can't think of one.
Well, while you're thinking, we're going to go over. Come on, Georgie. Come on. Come on. This is Georgie. She's the number one fan of the Bromley staff, attending every match. What's your favourite?
I have one away.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was in the original question, so perfectly acceptable.
Right, I'll bend the rules.
Okay, it was Sutton away. How many years ago?
Six, seven
years ago. And there was about a 50-year-old man who was mascot, and he was dressed up in a full Sutton kit. And the kit was about five sizes too small for him. And he was taking it so seriously in the warm-up, and it was very funny.
It just sticks in your memory.
It does,
that.
Yeah.
I think someone done that Maidenhead as well once. I think it's his stag deal or something as well.
But this guy was very serious.
That is brilliant. Yeah. Well, we'll keep with that one. That's Georgie's. Come on, what's yours now? You must have had time to think. Well, I'll bend the rules. You can do away as well.
Bend the rules.
There were no rules.
It was a long while back. We were at Tunbridge Angels, and it was either the referee or one of his assistants got injured, so they said, is there anyone in the crowd that can help us and be an official? There was a bit of a delay. A guy came, and again, similar to Georgie's, that he didn't really fit the kit, but so he got a bit of stick from the crowd for that. And it was at the end of the match when the referee said there'll be an additional of a minimum of 17 minutes added time, which we thought was hilarious because we'd have to wait for the referee to sort himself out.
That's a good one. I'm going to keep going round now. I'll leave Jackie because she's given her opinion. Can you state your... No?
No.
We're going to keep recording.
Oh,
all right. State your name for me, please.
My name is Graham Martin.
Go on, Graham. And what's your funniest moment?
He's causing chaos, isn't he? Just confusion.
Funny favourite.
Funniest moment. I thought we were doing favourite moments.
Funniest moment is...
Funniest moment. Oh, it's been not so funniest, but Gareth staging a pitch invasion was quite good, but the Tranmere hot dog, I think, was quite good value.
It was good value. It was a lot of aggro.
Oh, he loved it on the old safety officer note.
I know. that big high vis.
I know there was a lot
of got a banning order. So.
He did get a banning order, but it was funny. It was entertaining. Especially, it was humorous. Yeah. I think that answers your question.
Thank you for that, Graham. I'm going to continue to go round.
I'm surprised people are still talking to him.
I'm going to barge in. I'm going to go over now. State your name.
James Hurd.
James, and what's your favourite memory?
Favourite memory now? We're going favourite memory.
God. It's changed like four or five times already.
What, a funniest memory, sorry.
So he's thrown him there with the wrong question.
Memory. Can you come back to me? Is that all right?
I'll come back to you. Yeah, all right. We'll keep it going.
That was my question.
Now, yours, this is Steve. This is the man who had the question.
Steve delighted he keeps on getting a question wrong.
Yes. So, what is your funniest memory?
The funniest, I've got quite a few, but it's got to be the hot dog. The hot dog and the photographer sent off, I reckon.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I did like the photographer being sent off. That was one up me. Yeah. So, and you're going up to Tranmere today?
Tranmere?
We've gone back in time.
Not Tranmere, you're going up to Chesterfield today.
Yeah, close enough.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Even the wife's coming.
Yeah?
Which is most unusual.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we've got to get... What's your name, sorry?
Amanda.
Your?
Amanda.
Amanda. And what's made you travel up to Chesterfield today?
Well, because normally when I come up, they win.
Oh, brilliant. So you're our good luck charm.
Yeah.
Thank God you're going. Well, that's why I'm not, because I seem to be the bad luck. Thank you very much for joining us. And he did ask me to come back to him. So, James, what's your funniest moment?
So, I'd say it was when they were setting Christmas trees outside the grounds. It was back in the Conference South, I'm pretty sure. Who were we playing?
St Albans.
St Albans. And one of their fans brought one of these Christmas trees, brought it into the grounds, started waving it, brought it onto the pitch. It was fantastic. Yeah,
I think that was one of our particular hours we discussed in the last podcast. It's the bloke where he run on at the end and put it in the centre circle.
Yeah, so absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
It's good that it's we've had a few varied, but that's a good one as well. James, thank you very much. Well, I'm joined by David Gregory, the father of David Gregory. David, you've been at the club a couple of years now. Have you got a funniest memory that sticks out for you?
Well, I think quite a recent one was when Keith, is it, jumps over the fence at Maidenhead when we got the equalising goal, which was quite funny in itself. But then watching him trying to get back was probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen. So that would be there, Dave. Yeah, David. Right. Yeah, that
brilliant.
Would be
Thank you very much, Roy. You've had books written about you, movies made about you. So I suppose you're the man to go to with your funniest memory.
I think there's two actually. There's one in 1967 where at the top goal. The ball went through the net and it went through the netting and the referee said no goal and they protested and the referee said no goal and it happened again later in the game and the referee saw it this time going through and the secretary blamed the rabbits. So there was a thing in the evening news called run rabbit, run rabbit, run, 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 don't let Bromley spoil your fun. And the other thing has got to be the Ryan Hall goal against AFC in the playoffs.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. AFC were stalling like that, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah, I brilliant. Think they still are.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Roy, thank you very much for that.
Hey, brilliant. You've got to love Roy there at the end. Matt, obviously great to hear from all the fans, and there's some great stories in there. Some of them covered last week, some of them quite new.
It really was, wasn't it, Jeff? And something very, very different for the podcast there. Really great to hear.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, a big shout out, particularly, I was going to say, goes to Jamie Thomas. A lot
when
of those
said
fans.
That, before that, a big thank you to all of those who took part in the intro this week.
Oh,
those
of course.
Those
yeah.
who would have heard it at the start, I think it's probably the best intro we've had to the
Very program, creative.
Yeah,
very
fantastic.
Creative. So as I was saying, a big shout out to Jamie Thomas and also David Gregory, the father of our number one, our goalkeeper, who've organised the supporters coach for tonight. And it's been a long old slog for Jamie, hasn't it? You know, organising it and getting everyone on board. And,
yeah, I think Cookie's managed to catch up with him, obviously, and he goes into a bit of detail about that.
Absolutely.
Joined by Jamie Thomas, the one who's sorted out the coach. He's just about to depart up for Chesterfield. So, obviously, well done for organising the coach. But why the match at Chesterfield did you decide to arrange this one?
All right, mate. Basically, I just thought it was the one I was looking forward to the most. It's a big league, ex-league club. New stadium, I think, was built a few years ago. And obviously, a shame of it being on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So that was the one I earmarked as the one I wanted to go to the most. And so I thought I'd go for it and try and get a coach of people down.
Fantastic. So we've been trying to promote it here as well for yourself, but taking the responsibility to do it, has it been easy selling the seats?
To start off with, it was a bit slow. I think people sort of with nearer to the time, they're sort of more likely to commit. So yeah, it was a little period where I thought I wouldn't break even, but got there eventually. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Dami. And while we're here, actually, we'd discuss what's your funniest moment to happen at Hayes Lane or away.
It's going to be Gloucester away at Evesham. I remember quite a posh bloke. Both Frankies were taking a corner with their routine when one holds the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
And he said something along the lines of, yes, it's a ball, put it down and kick it. And then Frankie Raymond just launched it straight in the top corner and everyone went mad. And I just found it hilarious.
That's good. Well, we haven't had that one. That's brilliant. Jamie, thank you very much.
No worries.
Brilliant here to hear from Jamie there. Obviously, a fantastic job on getting his coach sold out. I'm sure there's a lot of fans who greatly appreciate the effort he's made there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Obviously, back on the M1 now. Traffic-wise, we've been lucky so far. Touch wood.
Yeah, definitely. And what I'm going to do, I think, when we get to the service station very shortly is jump off and see if I can grab a player to have a quick catch up with before we continue our journey.
Jack, it's 1 o'clock. We've just got to the services. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, good. You know, boys have been on the coach for a bit. We just got off. A little bit of a stretch of the legs and you know, maybe get a few snacks for the way before we eat. I think it's 3:30 or 4 o'clock. But everyone's good. Everyone's up for it. It's a bit chilly up here, but I think everyone's looking forward to the game and we know what's required.
Nice pasta as well, I believe, for the pre-match meal, which we're going to experience later.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I know we're having a nice stop off at, you know, the gaffer and the board have sorted out, so it'll be good to get there. I just want to play the game now, I think, so a few more hours and we'll be ready.
Jack, best luck for the game.
Thank you very much.
Ben May, we've just arrived at the Belfry Hotel in Nottingham, getting a pre-match meal nice and early, and as you're going to tell us about timings of the eating, the pre-match meals are really important.
Yeah, definitely. Just through my days of playing and stuff, so I know how important it is, and every player tries to do everything properly. They would have been preparing from Saturday's game, eating well, drinking well, and just generally looking after themselves and getting in the right fuel they need for tonight. And everything's been planned out, and we're up here nice and early, and feel right for the game now.
And it's good for team bonding as well, I'd guess.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it's all about. You win some, you lose some. As long as you go into every little thing together, there'll be a bit of banter in there now. There might even be a singer if there's a newbie. I think there might be. I haven't actually heard anyone say, but I know Jack's with us now, so I'm not sure if he's seen a song. But yeah, it's definitely great for the team, and we're lucky to have it, to be honest.
And quite a strict diet for the players, obviously. Lots of different food during the days, during the training so far this season. Lots going on with that as well.
Well, yeah, it's really important. These are professional athletes at the end of the day. They're training the same amount as Premiership players. So at the end of the day, they're all human beings. They're in a slightly different league, but it doesn't matter. They're training just as intense, and as I say, the fueling is massive now in today's game. So yeah, we're trying to do everything right. We're all getting better and still learning, but from that point of view, I think the club have got it spot on with how we're feeding the players, and everyone's eating together. There's breakfast in the mornings, and yes, as I say, it's so important. And hopefully we can carry on for the rest of the season.
And obviously, in your role as fitness coach, it's been quite a busy one this season. Unfortunately, quite a few injured players, and you've been helping to get them back to fitness recently. Jordan Higgs being one of them.
Yeah, well, I think Jordan's has come from last year. A little bit of overuse, I suppose, on his groin and stuff. But yeah, he's getting there. We've also had a couple of unlucky ones that a few knocks, Dunny pre-season and certain players like that. So we're getting there. What is he up to?
Intervention there with a shavy. Better check the back.
Oh, darn, Ron. Yeah, I needed that. Come back. As I say, we've been unlucky with a few impact injuries, but we're getting there. Listen, I don't think there's any club out there that hasn't got injuries, and we just do the best we can with them.
Ben, top work, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
In a bit.
Well, boys.
Cheers, drive. Thank you.
Good luck.
Hello everyone, good evening and welcome to Bromley FC Live. Hopefully you can all hear me loud and clear. My name is Matt Hall, I'm going to be your co-commentator tonight along with Jeff Hutton. Delighted to be here. It's very cold, very wet, Proact Stadium here up in Derbyshire. Jeff is just still at the turnstiles at the minute actually. Those of you who've been on Twitter will see that we have been handing out a free tea or coffee to every single Bromley fan who is attending tonight, which is a gesture of our thanks to those who've made the very, very long journey in the cold, wet conditions to support their side. Please do let me know if you can hear me coming out loud and clear. I've had a play around with the mics, so hopefully everything is working. I'm going to run you through the Bromley team in just a sec. We are actually in the away end this evening. It's an idea of Jeff's. Decided not to go in the press box, so we don't have the luxury of team sheets. So I'm going to take you through the Bromley lineup. I don't actually know the Chesterfield lineup. I'll have to check Twitter for that as I battle with the music in the background. So in goal, David Gregory, back line of Richard Brindley, Jack Holland, Jake Goodman, Roger Johnson, Sam Wood and Brindley, I think, playing as wing-backs. Mark Anthony Okoye and Jordan Higgs, Frankie Sutherland in midfield with a front two of Jack Barham and George Porter. The bench for Bromley, Adam Mecky, Alan Dunn, Junior Agedi Azukwe, John Goddard and Joe Quigley. As the Proact Stadium starts to fill up now.
Took about time, Matt. 35 minutes gone here. Still 0-0. Frankie Sutherland with the free kick just inside the Chesterfield half. Chesterfield looking to try and keep the high line. I'd say they're probably, what, the 30 yards? They're just starting to drop back onto the edge of their own box now. Sutherland's, what's he going to do? Drill it in? He's not going to float it in, surely. He's going to absolutely drill it in. Isn't he, right foot?
Real delivery written all over it, I think.
Yes.
He does.
Love that. They're all up there. Mark Allen's got it across the box. Yes! It's Chesterfield 0, Bromley 1. And it's Porter with the goal. Get in there, Matt. Get in there!
I think it was George Porter.
I hope so. I just said it was. And it was a ball drilled in there from Sutherland. And there was a mixture of Mark Antony up there. They've headed it back across. It's George Porter with a goal. Fantastic. Brilliant scene in the away end here at Chesterfield. Chesterfield 0, Bromley 1. Get in there, Matt.
Come on.
One, Georgie Porter. Beautiful, Matt, beautiful.
And he's made up for that.
Absolutely brilliant.
Ago, hasn't he?
Fantastic. So he's come on, Bromley. What was I saying, Matt? Oh, half time.
It's
half time, and it's Chesterfield 0, Bromley 1. That's all you need to know. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to run, charge a laptop, make sure we've got enough battery for the second half. Maybe grab a tea, coffee, maybe a light beverage, Matt.
Oh, maybe.
We'll be back for the second half. No, they take it short. Try and play 1-2 on that far side to get the ball into the box. Playing out to the corner of the box. Ref, get out of the way. Alan Dunn comes out. He's still got too much time for my liking, Matt.
Reid here on the ball still. Plays it out to the winger.
Right foot swung up to the back in. Post.
It's a man free at the back
pushes
post.
Him out of the way. Pushed him out of the way. No, it's a penalty.
He's given a penalty. Unbelievable. I've got no idea what that was.
It's handball. It's handball. I think Brindley was pushed out of the way. The fella's headed the ball across, and I think as we're appealing for the handball, as we're appealing for the foul, I don't know if it's hit Sutherland or Holland. Who was it? Oh, it's handball. It's a penalty to Chesterfield. And I don't know what to say, Matt.
No.
Gregors, come on.
To take it.
It's going to be Hines to take it. Come on, Matt. Come on, eh? Come on, Gregors. Come on, son.
Come on, Gregory.
Come on, mate. Here we go. Hines over the ball. Sends it into that bottom corner and the equaliser for Chesterfield. Such a soft goal to concede. I don't even know whose hand it came off, Matt.
I don't really care, to be honest.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Gutting.
And that was that. Obviously, for those of you listening, it was a last minute penalty. Matt, was it 88 minutes?
88th minute, yeah.
Gut-wrenching. Watching that big screen to the right of us. Obviously, a huge screen just counting down the minutes, weren't we, for the whole of the second half?
And the first half, to be
fair. And the first half, to be honest, yeah. But, disappointed. Obviously, a fantastic effort from the boys. Obviously, no mean feat against Chesterfield, but you wanted to pick up maximum points against a side that are down there.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a weird one. I think they're on their longest unbeaten run in a fair few years, but also their worst form run, which is...
Because they've all been draws, haven't they?
Yeah, it's quite a unique
situation.
Can't
get your head around that.
I think it's 10 straight draws now, which is just incredible, isn't it?
So it's their best unbeaten run, yet it's their worst...
Worst form, worst points-wise, I think. Or their longest winless run, sorry, their longest winless run in the league, which is incredible, but... You know, walking into the ground, it's very impressive, isn't it? And seeing that trophy cabinet.
Oh, the trophy cabinet, wasn't it? Yeah, the Skybet trophies.
Oh, unbelievable. And we dominated the game, Jeff. And I think, apart from that pressure towards the end, I think we were comfortable and we played the better football and we were unfortunate to lose out.
Obviously, we tried to cover the day there in a bit of a unique way. Hopefully you guys enjoyed listening to that. Obviously, Cookie, you were in the Ravens bar in the morning, obviously, for the fans coaches meeting there. I think it was, what, 30 plus all meeting at the Ravens bar. Obviously, that must have been a fantastic atmosphere before the game.
Yeah, it was. And Jamie Thomas laid it on. It was brilliant. I think he went through Allenby's to get that. But, it's a real good buzz. Despite, obviously, the run that we've recently been on and a few defeats here and there, all of the fans optimistic as ever. And, yeah, I mean, what, finishing work and leaving work early. And they then made the journey up there. So it was pretty incredible.
Oh, that's fantastic. I must admit, all the fans have in fine voice. And I hope that came across on the podcast and on the audio and everything, because it was a really good atmosphere on the terrace, to be fair. Right, obviously a couple of days on now, we've just about got over it. Looking forward, obviously we've got a weekend off, which makes a change. Obviously, I suppose we've got to think of a question of the week.
Well, question of the week can only be, with Saturday off and nothing football related anymore, is going to be what you up to Saturday.
What is everyone doing Saturday? It's a great one. Saturday. Matthew, going to start with you.
We've got soccer school in the morning, so the work
25-8 you are, that's not working, do you?
Soccer school, hopefully a good morning there, and then I'm yet to decide what I'm doing in the afternoon, but I'll find something to do.
Cookie, how are you spending your Saturday?
I'm going out, going down the coast.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's perfect weather for it, so I thought I'd go down there and sit outside and have a few beers.
Beautiful.
On the pier.
I'm going to have a hangover in the morning, and then I'm going to go... probably IKEA or something.
I might go for one of them hangovers
probably
tonight.
I've got some more wardrobes or something. obviously, the reason I'm going to have a hangover is it's Friday and we're off to the Bromley Business Awards.
Hey, so, up for two awards.
Come on, Bromley.
Up the Brom.
Matt, what are we up for?
So we're up for the best business for innovation and growth and the best use of social media and marketing.
Did take 20 odd pounds, Wembley.
Well, exactly. I think that speaks for itself. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. To be fair, we're up there with quite a lot of the borough's key players and big local companies, so really privileged to be a part of it. It's going to be a really nice, good night. It'd be great to take all the staff and some of the unsung people here along for a night, which is all well deserved. Should be a good one. Is that it? Is that the podcast done?
Yeah. Oh, we've got to cover some player news, haven't we?
Oh gosh, we've completely forgot. Oh yeah, all right.
We do.
Not trying to rush out the door or anything.
Sorry to delay you, Jeff. Get the beer on ice, or the champagne beer. Champagne. This is an awards evening. So we do have a squad update for those of you who haven't seen it. Reece Meekums has extended his loan at Worthing, and also Paul Rooney has his loan with us has come to an end after 2 months. So best of luck to him. He's returned to Colchester United. And thanks for all his efforts.
Obviously, on those notes, I think you managed to catch up with Neil Smith. And here's what he had to say.
Just like to say a thank you to Paul Rooney. Obviously, he has gone back now from his loan. For the first initial month, he was outstanding. And then, obviously, my centre-backs got fit. And it was always going to be difficult for him to get in ahead of Jack Holland and Roger Johnson. So I'd like to say thank you. He's now gone back. And obviously, we're going to let Reece Meekums stay out on loan with the 24-hour callback to make sure that if he is called upon, he's game fit and game ready for us. And I'd also like to say how well Jack Barnum's come in and done since he's been on loan. Outstanding two performances, and I'm sure there's goals to follow.
was a nice note there from Neil with regards to Barnum, and obviously his efforts since coming off. It was fantastic on Tuesday night. The work rate of him and George was immense.
Definitely, they complemented each other really well, didn't they? And he's got a lot of pace. His control of the ball is good. He just needs that goal now. But just to say, actually, the cross for George Porter for his first header was absolutely on the money, and George will have wanted to do better with that. He made up for it a few minutes later, of course, but Barham was a really key performer out there on Tuesday, and to be fair, one of the brighter players in the defeat to Dagenham as well.
And also a note there for Paul Rooney. He's gone back, obviously, Smudge thanked him. Obviously, he came in as cover. Like I said, I think he had very limited game time since his loan was extended, really, with the return of, like he says, Jack and Roger from injury. And obviously, a note there for Reece Meekhams. Obviously, I know his loan's been extended, but clearly he's not out of Neil Smith's plans. They've got the 24-hour callback clause in there, so obviously, if he's required, he can be called upon. But I understand he's enjoyed his time there at the moment.
Yeah, I think, obviously, Paul Rooney came in and was very good. But like you said, when Roger Johnson come back, and we did have a few injuries here and there, but Roger Johnson coming back, I think he again he's proved himself and why he deserves to be in the starting 11. He's still sensational despite what being 35 years young.
Fantastic. So I mean, that's the squad update covered. Obviously, Matt, half season tickets, the old perfect Christmas gift. We had a few fans ask about it for a while now. Obviously, we've put together a offer, which again, I think it's incredibly common. I think it's almost half price for your tickets, etc.
Great value.
Matt, you got some more details. It's going to start from the New Year's Day game, is it? So you can purchase them now, ready for Christmas?
You can, yes. So the article's up on the website. If you'd like to know more, do pop over and have a look at it. And you can submit a callback request to us and we'll get back to you and sort it out for you. But the prices are £100 for adults, £65.
It's a tenner a game.
Yeah. Concession, £65. And under 16s, just £35. So fantastic value there. And we've had a good response to it so far, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Obviously, already record season ticket numbers for this year. Our crowds are up on last year already. So, no, really, really pleased. We've got to keep that going. And, yeah, roll on Sutton on the 15th. I think those tickets are about to go on sale, usual admission prices. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've got... but obviously, our next game after this is Gateshead, is it? We're going to cover that in the next podcast.
We are, yes.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Thanks again to everybody who listened. Thanks again for everybody who tuned in on Tuesday night. Over 200 of you tuned in, listened, and dropped us comments and messages. Really greatly appreciated. And, yeah, have a lovely weekend, and we'll be back again next week. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me. And that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.